When Saul had left his weary teams and turned his steeds a-grazing, 10 fathom deep in Neptune's streams, he his Thetis lay embracing. The stars tripped in the firmament like schoolboys on a play day. The country lasses a-momming went like milkmaids on a May day. Then apace grew on the grey morn when the herdsmen flocks were lowing, and amongst the poultry in the barn the ploughman's cocks were crowing. Whilst Roger, he dreamt of golden joys, was walked by a rebel rout, sir. But Cicely, she tells him he needs must rise, for his juggy was crying out, sir. Not half so merry the cup went round as the tapping of good ale firkin. Then Roger his hose and shoes had found and buttoned his leather jerkin. Grey mare was saddled with wondrous speed, with pillion and buttock aright, sir. And for an old midwife away he rode to bring the poor kid to light, sir. Oh, good mother, I pray get up, for the fruits of my labor it's now come. And there it lies struggling in Juggy's womb, but it cannot get out till you come. I'll help her, quoth the old hag, ne'er doubt. Thy Juggy shall be well again, boy, and I's warrant that I's get the kid out as well as thou got'st it in, boy. Grey mare they mount, and away they ride. No whip nor spur was wanting. As soon as the old hag entered the room, then Hoop cried out the bantling. A female chit, so small it was born, you might put it into a flagon. And it must be christened that very morn, for fear it should die a pagan. Then Robin and Doll with constant Kate were gossips for this great christening. And the good wives did merrily prate, whilst Juggy in bed lay listening. They talked of this, and they talked of that, of chatting they were not sparing. Some said it was so small a brat that hardly it was worth the rearing. Then Roger he strutted about the hall, as great as the Prince of Condé. What if her parts they are but small, they will be bigger one day. What if her legs and thighs lie close, as little as any spider? You need not fear, ere 17 years she'll lig them a little wider. For then she'll be a woman grown, I'll lay £5 in money, and have a little one of her own, as well as Jug my honey. These will be joyful days to see, I'll study for to advance her, that Juggy may a granny be, then I shall be a grand sir. The nappy ale went fairly round, as brown as any berry, with which the good wives being crowned, they all was brisk and merry. Whilst Roger he turned cups over his thumb to every honest neighbor, saying, a 12 month hence, pray come once more to my Juggy's labor.